Hello, this is Belinda Noah, and this is the seventh in a series of podcasts concerning securities law. Now, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is expected to propose revisions to long-standing rules that determine who can invest in private offerings. The Securities and Exchange Commission, in June 2019, put out a concept release, which is a request for public comment to inform future rulemaking proposals on how it should inform rules for private offerings. Now, updating the definition of an accredited investor is a top priority of the Securities and Exchange Commission because of its important role in shaping the market for private placements. The Securities and Exchange Commission noted that the wealth-based criteria for determining an accredited investor haven't been adjusted for decades. The private market has grown to become larger than public capital markets, but is also considered complex, given the layers of different requirements affecting companies and investors alike. Current rules defining an accredited investor are based on wealth. An individual with at least $200,000 in annual income or $1 million in net worth, excluding their home value, is considered accredited. The Securities and Exchange Commission is examining this topic as private markets play a more prominent role in American capital raising. For example, companies raised $2.9 trillion in private markets last year, compared with $1.4 trillion in public markets. Because private offerings are not registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, companies can disclose less information to the public in exchange for limiting their dealings to wealthy investors. Private investors have far fewer investor protections than public investors. Some industry experts express concern that by making a priority of broadening the definition of an accredited investor, the Securities and Exchange Commission could skew private markets to favor Regulation D offerings, already the most popular form of private placements, at the expense of other alternatives that could help small companies. Other experts noted that making it easier to raise money privately could dissuade companies from going public during this time of declining initial public offerings. Until the next time, this has been Belinda Noah, and this is Belinda Noah signing off. Have a great rest of your evening and week. Thank you.